able to see the fishes, the sharks, not knowing when is this water gonna again. But by faith, Moses said, let's go. And they walked. En hulle was nie net 10 nie. Hulle was nie net 100 nie. They were more than 1 million people. It was a lot of Israelites that had to walk through that sea. And nowhere in the Bible do I read that one of them were killed. But I read that then when the enemy came into the sea, behind them, they drowned. The sea closed behind the Israelites. But they went through on dry ground. You know what Moses told them? Just before they went through the Red Sea, he told them, as you see the Egyptians today, you will never see them again. What a promise of God to walk through that Red Sea knowing that the enemy is behind you. I don't know what's behind you tonight. I don't know what's coming for you. I don't know what's lying ahead of you. But tonight I want to encourage you. There's a promise that you can hold on to. That God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will not let you walk alone through that sea. Maybe you're still standing through this at the sea and it's still closed. You can hear the enemy coming. God will open the sea. He will split the sea for you. He will make a way. Maybe He will build a bridge for you. I don't know what He's got, what plans He has got for you. But never put God in a box. Because God is far more than we can ever think or imagine. He can do far more than we can even pray or ask or think or imagine. What must we do? We must have faith in Him to know that He will come through for us. To know that He's in control. And the most important, to know that I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Fear is not from God. Fear is from the enemy. He's trying to keep you in bondage with fear. But God said, my love will set you free. My love will overcome any type of fear, any form of fear in your life. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you sent your Son to die for us. Lord, thank you that you are the sea splitter. You are the one that provides water through a rock. You are the one that makes a way in the desert. You are the one that when we go through the fire, sal dit ons nie skroei nie. Al gaan ons deur vier strome, dit sal jou nie oorstroom nie. Why not? Because God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. You're a child of the living God. Can we give Jesus some praise? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can take your seats. Thank you, Ben. Wow. So awesome to just worship God. To be in His presence and to experience His love and His grace, His anointing. He's good. Is God good to you? Amen. Tonight I want to talk to you about a response to faith. And what an awesome song to just enter this message with. That by faith the Israelites went. Not by their faith, because they wanted to turn around. They wanted to go back to Egypt. But by the faith of Moses, they went. They went and God carried them through. God provided. And a response to faith. Everywhere in the Bible where I read about faith, there was a response from God. There was a response from Jesus. Everywhere where faith is mentioned, it's not just faith. there was always a response with it from God. So in other words, if we have faith, if we show faith in God for whatever we need, for whatever we trust in God for, there must be a response from God. That is, only faith pleases God. And therefore, if you have faith in God for something, and you don't just say, I have faith in God, your works actually show it, your deeds show it, your mouth speaks of it, then God will respond. If we look at Abraham, when he to hy vir sy seun Isak ons gaan offer het, toe vra Isak, waar is die lam wat ons moet offer? Then Abraham answered and he said, the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. And that was faith. He went by faith. He took his son in faith, knowing that God will provide. And he had to go so far to put his son on the altar. And then God provided. Why? God responded to faith. As ons kyk na David en Goliath, die hele Israelitiese soldate het nie kans gesien vir Goliath nie. Hoekom nie? Want hulle het nie geglo dat God hulle kan help nie. Maar David, wat die kleinste was in sy soort, die ou skaapwagtertjie wat almal op neergekyk het, hy kom en hy sê, ek sal vir Goliath aanvat. Hoekom kon hy dit sê? Want hy het gesê, ek kom nie na jou toe in myself nie, nie in my eie krag nie, but I come to you in the name of the Almighty God. And that is, he went by faith knowing that he couldn't do it himself. So dis hoekom ek glo, daai klippie het nie vir Goliath doodgemaak nie. Maar David se geloof in God het God gesorg dat Goliath sterf. Want ja, because of faith. En daar's soveel voorbeelde. As ons net kyk na Paulus, wat Paulus alles gedoen het, wat hy bereik het in die lewe, net geloof. Niks uit homself uit nie. Elke voorbeeld spreek van 'n unieke ervaring met God as gevolg van geloof. En ek weet nie wat jy vanaand, wat jou situasie is nie. Ek weet nie waarvoor jy God vertrou nie, maar jy weet, God weet. En vanaand wil ek jou geloof 'n bietjie stir, sodat jy net weer kan opstaan en sê, ja, I can trust God for this. I'm not here on my own. Ek's nie hier op my eie nie, but there's someone so much greater inside of me that's going to fight this for me, that's going to win this for me, that's going to provide for me. En as ek kyk in Markus 5, dan is daar 'n storie van Jairus se dogtertjie. En die titel van voor hierdie paragraaf begin is Jesus heals in response to faith. Jesus heals in response to faith. So met ander woorde, daar was geloof gewees en toe genees Jesus. Sy reaksie op die geloof was om te genees. So God is reg om te reageer op ons geloof. He's waiting for us to show some faith in him and he will react. He will react. That's who he is. He's a responder to faith. En hierdie story is baie eenvoudig. 'n Man met die naam van Jairus kom na Jesus toe en Jesus is soos altyd omring deur 'n crowd, want almal wil net naby Jesus wees. En Jairus kom by Jesus en hy sê, Jesus, my dogtertjie lê op sterwe. Ek het die nodig. En Jesus sê, dis reg, ek gaan saam met jou. En Jesus gaan en in die proses gebeur daar nog iets en Jesus doen eers 'n wonderwerk vir iemand anders en na dit kom daar mense na Jairus toe en hulle sê vir hom, moenie worry nie, moenie vir Jesus pla nie. Jou dogtertjie is klaar dood. En wat 'n leerstelling moes dit nie gewees het nie. En ons gaan dit nou lees, maar op die einde van die storie, julle meeste van julle ken dit, is waar Jesus by Jairus se dogtertjie kom en sê, nee, sy slaap net, staan op. En sy staan op. En tonight I want to encourage you. Maak nie saak wat se beloftes oor jou lewe is wat God vir jou gegee het nie. Miskien slaap daai beloftes net bietjie. Miskien is dit net tyd om daai beloftes weer 'n bietjie wakker te skud en te sê, Here, ja, miskien het ek ophou glo. Miskien het ek, maybe I lost faith that you can do this for me, that you can come through for me. Maar ek gaan daai geloof net bietjie stir. And I'm going to trust in you. Vers 21, Jesus got into the boat again and went back to the other side of the lake, where a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. "My little daughter is dying," he said. "Please come and lay your hands on her. Heal her so she can live." First thing that Jairus did was, when he saw Jesus. So the first thing, I'm going to give you six points that you can write down. Six key points in activating your faith, in putting your faith in God. The first thing, first one is you must recognize Jesus. You must recognize Jesus. Because you see, Jairus, when he saw Jesus, then he went to Jesus. We must recognize Jesus in our life. Recognize the things he has done for you already. Recognize his goodness in your life. Be grateful for the things he has already done for you. Because God is there. Jesus is all around. But we must to see his goodness. We must to see the things he has already brought us through. And therefore, the first thing, we must recognize Jesus in our life. We must recognize his presence in our life. Ons moet erken dat, Here, ek sien u is by my. Ek sien ek is nie alleen nie. Ek weet ek is nie alleen nie. You are with me. You are with me every single step of the way. And then verse 24, Jesus went with him. And all the people followed, crowding around him. Tweede ding wat jy moet weet, toe Jairus na Jesus toe gaan en hy sien vir Jesus en hy gee sy saak by Jesus aan. Ons lees daar, Jesus went with him. Tonight I want to tell you, you must know that Jesus is with you. So many times we forget that Jesus is with us. When you mention and when you pour your heart out to Jesus, he's with you. He's going with you. He will never leave you alone. Hy sal jou nooit begewe en jou nooit verlaat nie. Know that Jesus is with you. Wanneer jy voor 'n uitdaging staan, know that Jesus is with you. Know that you are not alone. You're not going to fight this battle alone. You're not trusting God out of your own strength. Jesus is with you. He's walking with you. He's walking with you every single step. Verse 25. Then something happened that Jesus said, I'm going with you. I'm going with you. And let's see what happened then. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything that she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately the bleeding stopped and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of a terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? His disciples said to him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? Imagine jy is op Nieuwelandse stadion, die game is klaar en almal loop uit. It's crowded. Dis mense net waar jy kyk. As iemand aan jou raak, jy gaan nie weet wie dit is nie. There's just people. Imagine Jesus in this crowd. Jesus asking, who touched me? Why? Because he felt power that went out from him. But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Now I want to just go a little bit back. Jairus, his daughter, is busy dying. And he asked Jesus, Jesus, please come so that she can be healed. Imagine that was you, pleading for someone you love. Pleading that Jesus will just come with you. And suddenly, Jesus stops. And now he's busy with someone else. Can you imagine that what must have went through Jairus' mind? I mean, hy dalk gesê, Here, kom. En Jesus stop en hy's besig met iemand anders. And you know what? Sometimes in the midst of our storm, God is busy doing miracles for people around us. And we need to understand that the fact that we see breakthroughs in the people around us, ons sien wonderwerke gebeur in mense se lewens om ons, ons sien hoe die Here deurkom vir mense om ons, ons sien hoe die Here voorsien vir mense om my en ek voel maar, Here sien U my nie raak nie, hoe lang bid ek al, hoe lang wag ek al vir U om vir my deur te kom, en dis precies wat Jairus hier deurgegaan het. And number three, the third thing that we must remember is that you will see the breakthroughs of others and then you must celebrate with them. Don't be too focused on yourself that you don't celebrate with others. Wanneer daar mense om jou 'n deurbraak kry, iemand, jou buurman of jou familie of iemand, jou kollega kry 'n nuwe kar en jy sê maar Here, ek wag al 10 jaar vir my kar. No, don't do that. Celebrate with them. Why? Because you must know that Jesus is with you. Know that Jesus is with you. This is, we are all on a journey, né? En ons almal se journeys verskil. Op hierdie T-shirt, journey. We are on a journey. And our, each one of us, our journeys differ. But something on this T-shirt, hier so, net so enkie van bo af staan, when the journey doesn't make sense, we must hold on to the promises. When the journey doesn't make sense, we must hold on to the promises. Wanneer jy sien hoe goed die Here is vir mense om jou, moenie dink God het jou vergeet nie. Hold on to the promise. Celebrate with them. Wees dankbaar en bly vir ander mense. Because you can have, jy kan 'n gerustheid hê. Your breakthrough is coming. What you're trusting God for, it's coming. And I'm going to show it to you. Verse 35. While he was still speaking to her, dis nou waar Jesus nou met die vrou praat nog, messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. They told him, your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now. But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just have faith. The fourth point, don't be afraid, just have faith. There might be people telling you, you'll never achieve what you've dreamed about. Mense gaan vir jou sê, jy's nie goed genoeg nie. Mense gaan vir jou sê, God het van jou vergeet. Mense gaan vir jou sê, jy is nie waardig om dit te kry waarvoor jy vra nie. God won't give that to you. Dis goed wat mense sê. Then you know inside of you, don't be afraid. Just have faith. Just have faith. Hier kom sê die mense vir jou eiers. Moenie eens vir Jesus pla nie. Don't trouble the master. Don't trouble the teacher. Because she's already dead. And Jesus responded, don't be afraid. Just have faith. Tonight I want to tell you, those promises that God has given you, that thing that you're trusting God for, that breakthrough that you are waiting for, don't be afraid. Why? Because we're no longer slaves to fear. I'm a child of God. You're a child of God. And God wants to bless you. But what stirs his heart? Faith. Don't be afraid. Just have faith. Just have faith. Verse 37. Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. He went inside and asked, why all this commotion and weeping? The child isn't dead. She's only asleep. She's only asleep. Don't listen to what people say. Remember, the people came and told him, your daughter is dead. Listen to what Jesus says. Listen to what the Word of God says. Don't form your waiting on your miracle. Don't form that on the opinions of people. Die uitsprake van mense. Want mense gaan vir jou sê, dis onmoontlik. Mense gaan vir jou sê, nee, vergeet daarvan. Dit sal nooit gebeur nie. But listen to what the Word of God says. If God says, nothing is impossible with me, then nothing is impossible with him. Do you agree? Amen. Amen. Verse 40. The crowd laughed at him, but he made them all leave. And he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples into the room where the girl was laying. Holding her hand, he said to her, Talita kum, which means, little girl, get up. Now then, verse 40. The beginning, the crowd laughed at him, but he made them all leave. The fifth point is the following. Get some people out of your life. There's some people that laugh at you. There's some people that are so negative about your situation. And what did Jesus do when the people laughed? When Jesus spoke the truth, he said, she's only sleeping. The people laughed at him. He made them all leave. Why? Because he wanted to get rid of all the unbelief. He wanted to get rid of all the doubt in the room. And he made them leave. There's no place for doubt and unbelief in our lives. If we want to see the breakthroughs in our lives, if we want to see God's hand move in our lives, we must get rid of some people. En julle weet waarvan ek praat. Daar's mense wat altyd negatief is. Dit beteken nie jy moet nooit weer vir hulle goed nie. Nee, it just means that don't value their opinion. Moenie enige waarde heg aan wat hulle sê nie. Because it's lies coming out of their mouths. If it doesn't align with the word of God, don't value that opinion. But if it's the word of God, then you hold on to that. But we must get some voices out of our lives. There's some people that just keeps on telling you the wrong things. And you know what? The more we hear that, the more we start to believe it. So tonight I want to encourage you. There's some voices in your life that you need to get rid of. There's some people that you must stop listening to what they say because they don't speak the word of God. They speak from the pit of hell. And that words from the pit of hell is going to keep you from seeing what God wants for you and has in store for you. God wants us to believe His word, to believe the truth, listen to His voice, not the voices of the enemy. And the enemy works through people, maybe through your loved ones. Maybe it's someone very close to you, your own family. The enemy can use them. It doesn't make them bad. They're just being used by the enemy. Maybe they don't even realize it. But there's something greater. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And Jesus told that girl, stand up, get up. Verse 42. And the girl who was 12 years old immediately stood up and walked around. They were overwhelmed and totally amazed. Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone what had happened. And then he told them to give her something to eat. You know what? The last thing. He told that girl to get up. To stand up. Miskien lê jy vanaand. Miskien het jy moeg geraak om te glo. Miskien het jy moeg geraak om op God se beloftes te staan. Want jy voel miskien soos Jairus. Jy sien net mense om jou se wonderwerke. Jy sien net hoe God ander mense se gebede beantwoord en jy voel die Here het jou vergeet. But tonight I want to tell you, get up. Staan op uit jou toestand uit. And start to believe God's promises over your life. Net so 'n bietjie uit my eie lewe uit. Ek het, daar was 'n tyd so 'n paar jaar terug, my kar het gebreek. Ek het niks gehad nie. Ek het nie 'n cent gehad om daai kar reg te maak nie. Ek het iemand anders se voertuig geleen en persoon het vir my gesê, ja, hierso, gaan leen hierdie kar, ry met hierdie kar, tot jou kar uitgesold is. En dit was God wat voorsien het. Maar terwyl my kar staan, weet ek het nie geld nie, en ek moet iemand betaal vir iets wat hulle vir my gedoen het. Ek moet hulle R130 betaal. En ek weet, daar's niks in my bankrekening nie, en ek sal dit nooit vergeet nie. Het was 'n sonnaand na kerk, en ek het Pick n Pay toe gery in Brackenfell. Pick n Pay Family Store, hulle is oop tot laat toe. Die advertensie vir hulle. En ek het daar gestop, en daar's 'n Absa ATM daar by daai Pick n Pay. En ek het gesê, Here, ek het nie, maar ek weet U het. En ek het seker 'n halfuur daar gesit, en net gebid. Net gesê, Here, U is amazing. Here, U is groot. Here, niks is by U onmoontlik nie. Nothing is impossible with You. En ek het uitgeklim, en ek het my kaart gevat, en ek het dit in daai masjien gedruk. Ek het my PIN ingedruk. Ek het gesê, hulle gee vir jou opsies. Wat se bedrag jy soek? Ek het gesê, ander bedrag. Want ek soek R130 en is nie 'n opsie daar nie. En ek het R130 ingetik. En daar kom R130 uit. En die strookie wat uitkom na die tyd. Balance 000. Ek het nie 'n idee hoe dit gebeur het nie. But faith. When there's faith, God responds. Die volgende dag, ek het my kar by my oom gaan stop. Hy het die kar vir my gesleep tot by hom en gesê, ek kan maar net die kar daar los. die volgende dag toe hoor ek maar iemand anders het vir hom gesê hy moet so lank die parte bestel, hulle kom daai aan die kar regmaak. Ek hoef niks te betaal nie. That is God. Want ek het niks gehad nie. 'N paar jaar later, toe het ek 'n begeerte om 'n busie te kry. Nie vir myself nie. Ek was in 'n diensjaarspan en ek moes kinders rondry, ek moes ons studente rondry. En ek het gesê, Here, ek het 'n busie nodig. I need a bus, not for myself, but for your kingdom. Maar ek het nie 'n inkomste nie. Ek is self in hierdie diensjaarspan. Ek het nie 'n inkomste nie. Inteendeel, ek moet nog betaal om daar te wees. En daar's 'n spesifieke busie wat ek baie gesien het. Was iemand in ons kerk se busie en ek het elke keer wanneer ek daai busie gesien het, het ek gesê, Here, dankie. Dankie vir my busie. Dankie vir my busie. Dankie vir my busie, Here. Ek het selfs vir die oom wie se busie dit was, het ek gesê, oom, moet asseblief mooi ry met my busie. En dan lag hy vir my. Maar sê ek dankie dat oom mooi ry met my busie. En dit het vir so 'n paar maande aangegaan, toe kom daai oom na my toe, toe sê hy, ek gaan die busie verkoop. En weet jy wat, jy kan hom by my koop, ek gee vir jou eerste opsie. Ek skuld 62,000 rand vir die bank op die busie. As jy die busie wil hê, kan jy net daai bedrag betaal, dan is die busie joune. Wat het ek gedink? Ek het gedink, Here, U het geantwoord. Maar ek het nie 'n salaris nie, ek het nie 'n inkomste nie. Ek het my pa gebel, ek het met my pa gepraat. My pa het gesê, sorry, hy kan my nie help nie. Hy het nie die geld nie. En ek het gesê, Here, U het dit moontlik gemaak. So wat is 62,000 rand vir U? En ek het geglo die Here gaan dit vir my gee. Die oom het vir my gesê, hy gee vir my 2 weke, dan gaan hy die busie adverteer. So as ek binne 2 weke na hom toe kom en sê, hier is die geld, dan is die busie myne, anders gaan hy hom adverteer obviously vir baie meer. En daai aand, toe die 2 weke verby is, toe sê ek, Here, het U van my vergeet? I so trusted you for this bus and that you will provide. Ek het met 'n bank gaan praat vir 'n lening. Hulle wil nie vir my 'n lening gee nie want ek het nie 'n inkomste nie. Dis seker logies, maar ek het probeer. En ek het daai aand die oom gebel en gesê, "Sorry oom, ek het nie die geld nie." And I was so disappointed because I really trusted God for this. En hy het die busie geadverteer en omtrent so 'n maand en 'n half na die tyd het hy nog steeds die busie en ek sien hom nog steeds met die busie ry. En elke keer sê ek vir hom, "Oom, moet mooi ry met my busie." Why? By faith. En so 'n maand en 'n half nadat hy die busie geadverteer het, toe sê hy maar hy het geen navraag vir die busie nie. Geen navraag nie. Nobody is interested in the bus. Nou die bus het op daai stadium met die kombi 'n olielek gehad en daar was 2 van sy seats wat so 'n gat ingehaat het in die bekleedsel. En daar was so 'n klein duitjie aan die een kant. En die oom besluit toe hy gaan nou maar die goed alles laat regmaak en dan sal hy hom verkoop kry. En hy laat maak die olie lek reg. Ek onthou ek was eendag by sy huis toe sy iemand in sy familie doen stoffering en die persoon is besig om die sitplekke reg te maak en ek sê vir die persoon, dankie dat jy my busie se sitplekke so mooi reg maak en hy lag vir my. Hy dink ek maak 'n grap. Alles is reg gemaak op hierdie busie, hy adverteer hom vir nog meer obviously. Nog 'n maand gaan verby, nie een navraag nie. En is omtrent so 3 maande vandat hy vir my die opsie gegee het om die busie te koop by hom. Toe bel hy my. Hy sê, "Gerard, kom vanmiddag na my toe, ek en my vrou moet met jou praat." Ek sê, "Is reg om, ek sal daar wees." En hy kom by hulle en hulle sê, "Sit." Hy sê, "Hulle weet hoekom die busie nie verkoop, hoekom hulle nie die busie verkoop kry nie. Want die Here het al daai 3 maande terug vir hulle gesê, hulle moet die busie vir my gee. Maar hulle kon dit nie doen nie." En hulle sê, "Hier is die sleutel. Hier is jou busie. Hy gee vir my kontant in 'n sakkie geld om die busjie op my naam te gaan sit vir die registrasie en al daai goed. And you know what? I trusted God 3 months ago for 62,000. Ek was bereid om 'n lening te maak, want dis so 'n goeie deal. Wat sou dan gebeur het? Ek sou skuld gehad het. Ek sou 'n busjie gehad het met 'n olielek wat ek self moes regmaak, met 2 gate in die bekleedsel en 'n duik aan die een kant van die busjie. And God said, I want to give you the best. En hy oom laat alles regmaak op sy onkoste. En hy sê, Jesus sleutel. What by faith? Het ek enigsins iets te doen gehad daarmee? Just my faith in God. That was all. Ek kan julle besig hou met getuienis uit my lewe uit die hele aand. I just want to encourage you. God loves you so much. He wants to give you only the best. But do we recognize Jesus in our life? Do we recognize His goodness? Do we know every moment of every day that He's with us? Do I celebrate with others when their breakthrough come? Of sulk ek? En sê ek, Here, U vergeet my. Don't be afraid. Just have faith. Shut out the voices of the enemy. Shut out the lies. Believe the truth. And get up. Thank God for what He has in store for you. My vrou vir 2 jaar ry sy 'n golfie wat opgeroes is. Ek moet die ding in die oggend vir haar running start dat sy net aan die gang kan kom. Vir 2 jaar saai sy 'n saad en daar's 'n spesifieke kar wat sy wil hê en as sy daai kar sien dan sê sy dankie Here vir my kar. Vir 2 jaar. Na 2 jaar, toe bel iemand ons en sê, kom eet vanavond by ons. Ons het klaar geëet, lekker pizza geëet. En hulle sê, hulle wil vir ons iets in die garage wys. Ons maak die deur oop, hier staan die kar, waarvoor sy vir 2 jaar lang die Here gedank het, met 'n rooi struk op. En hulle sê, hier is die sleutel. No strings attached. God can do it for me. He can do it for you. But what makes God react? What makes God respond? Faith. Don't be afraid. Just have faith. Father, I pray for everyone here tonight. Father, there's people here that really need you. Lord, I think we all need you. We all need you so badly. Lord, tonight we declare that we cannot do this on our own. We've tried. We failed. We've tried again. We failed again. And I've tried again and failed again. But Lord, tonight I thank you that there's going to be people standing up tonight that's going to say, I'm no longer going to believe the lies of the enemy over my life. I'm no longer going to just look at my own life. I'm going to celebrate with others what God do in their lives. I'm going to stand up and Lord, I'm going to declare my faith in you like never before. Father, thank you that you give everyone the courage to stand up, to stand strong in your word, to stand strong on your promises, Lord. Because you're such a good, good Father. Thank you, Lord, that you will do it for everyone that decides tonight, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe in you. I'm going to put my faith in you. I'm not going to put my faith in a man. I'm not going to put my faith in my salary. I'm not going to put my faith in my boss. I'm not going to put my faith in my company. I'm not going to put my faith in my car, but I'm going to put my faith in you, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who says nothing is impossible with me. If you are here tonight and you don't have a relationship with God, and you say, I just want to come back. I just want to come back to Jesus. Won't you pray this prayer after me? Say, Father God, I want to ask everybody to repeat this with me. Father God, I come to you tonight, and I give my life to you. Come and take control of everything inside of me. My mind, my heart, my body, my soul, my spirit. I give it to you, Lord. Thank you for making me a new person. I accept your grace and your love in my life. In Jesus' name.